NFL owners have agreed to a new CBA deal that will now go to the players for their approval. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, February 20th. The NFL owners and the Players Association have been negotiating a new CBA as we enter the final year of the 10-year deal agreed upon back in 2011. Today, the owners gathered in New York and took a major step, agreeing to a version that will now be sent to the players for their approval. A statement from the league said, quote, "The membership voted today to accept the negotiated terms on the principal elements of a new collective bargaining agreement. The Players Association would also need to vote to approve the same terms for there to be a new agreement." Adam Schefter tweeted that the owners did not approve it unanimously, though it has not yet been reported which teams opposed. Player reps will have a conference call on Friday, and it would take a two-thirds majority of the player reps to send this proposal to a vote by the full body of players. This version includes the expanded 17-game season plus the expanded 14-team playoff. It is assumed the preseason would be shortened to accommodate the longer regular season. The 17-week season wouldn't go into effect until 2021 at the earliest, but the Washington Post reports that the league may go ahead with the expanded playoffs even if the new CBA doesn't pass. Owners reportedly don't believe they need approval from the players to put that in place. Many details about the CBA will surely come out soon. Our Albert Breer tweeted that among the last details to work out have been minimum salaries and work rules. Other sticking points that have gotten attention over the last year include the revenue split, marijuana testing, and the future of the franchise tag. One possible issue, Tom Pelissero reported on how players would be compensated for a 17th game if they signed a contract based on 16. He tweeted, quote, "Basically, under the proposed CBA, they'd get an extra game check, but it'd be capped at $250,000 per sources. So the highest paid players would play for less than usual." That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.